Nelly the Monster Sitter. Cowcumbers, Pipplewax and Alligators by Kez Gray, read by Kate Sachs. Nelly the Monster Sitter.
If monsters are real, how come I've never seen one? Said Nelly.
Because they never go out, said her dad.
Why don't monsters ever go out? Said Nelly.
Because they can never get a babysitter, said her dad.
Nelly thought about it. Her mum and dad never went out unless they could get a babysitter. Why should monsters be any different?
Then I shall become Nelly the Monster Sitter, smiled Nelly.
The Cowcumbers at number 11. Chapter 1. The telly in Nelly's house had blown up halfway through an episode of Summerdale Farm. 1 minute Dillis Burton from the post office was about to pack her bags and run away to Spain with Bernie Melrose from the farm. The next minute the telly had gone bang, the screen had gone blank, and Dillis and Bernie had vanished ahead of schedule. For one frenzied moment, everyone in the Morton family had become an expert on TV repairs. Nellie's dad had whacked it, Mum had kicked it, Nelly had shaken it, and Asti had glared at it. But nothing had worked. The telly was totally kaput.
Typical, groaned Asti. Just when we were getting to the juicy bit, too.
I reckon Dillis's husband intercepts them at the airport, said Dad.
I reckon Bernie forgets his passport and they have to go back for it, and Jason's waiting for them, said Nellie's mum.
I reckon Bernie has a heart attack at the wheel, but his sheepdog saves the day by giving...